Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Mishnayos, Masechta Makos. We're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. We're continuing with our discussion of someone who kills B'shogeg, who is eligible to go to the cities of refuge, the Ari Miklat. So the Mishnah continues, Mishnah Dalet, Lehechan Golan. To where does the person who killed B'shogeg go in exile? L'ari Miklat, to the cities of refuge. And the Mishnah says, L'sholosh be'ever ha'yardein. There are three that he can go to on the other side of the Yardein. U'l'sholosh be'eshab Eretz Canaan. And three that are in Eretz Canaan. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, and Sefer Bamidbar, Es shlosh ha'orim titnu me'ever la'yardein, v'shlosh ha'orim titnu be'eretz Canaan v'goymer. That there are six cities of refuge, three of them me'ever la'yardein, and three of them in Eretz Canaan. Now, the Bartanur points out that in addition to these six cities of refuge, there are also 42 cities for the Levium, which can also act as a refuge for a person who kills B'shogeg. However, the Gemara explains that there is a difference between the 42 Ari HaLevium and the six cities of refuge that are designated as Ari Miklat, in that the Ari Miklat can act as a refuge whether or not the person who killed B'shogeg realizes that he's in the city of refuge and that it protects him or not, whereas the 42 cities of Ari Levium only protect the person if he realizes that he's in one of the Ari Levium and he has in mind that it should protect him. If he doesn't realize that he's there, then it does not act as a protection. The Mishnah continues, with regard to the six Ari Miklat that we mentioned, three which were in the Ever HaYarden and three which were in Eretz Canaan, here it says Eretz Yisrael. The reason, by the way, the Mishnah switches is because of the point the Mishnah is trying to make, that until Yoshua went into Eretz Canaan and designated the three Ari Miklat in Eretz Canaan, the status of the three Me'ever LeYarden did not begin. They were dependent on the three in Eretz Yisrael, and all six had to be Ari Miklat at once. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Achelo nivchar sholosh be'Eretz Yisrael, up until the point where the three in Eretz Yisrael were not chosen, not captured by Yeshua, and designated as Ari Miklat, lo'yhoyu sholosh be'ever ha'yardein koltos. The three that were ever ha'yardein did not have the status of Ari Miklat. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Shesh Ari Miklat tihiyana. There are six Ari Miklat. Achiyu Sheshton Koltos Keacha. The Mishnah darshins from the Pasuk that it has to be all six together at once, Ari Miklat, not three and then three. It had to be all at once. That's Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey. Mishnah goes on to explain that in order so that the person who killed B'shogeg is able to quickly and efficiently find the Ari Miklat, so that the Goel Hadam does not try and kill him. And they set up direct routes to the various Ari Miklat. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, that the requirement is to do such. Tochen lecha haderech v'shilashta. That you should prepare the way for the Ari Miklat. V'gomer. And by the way, it also says in the Bartanura that they would have signs along the way that says cities of refuge this way, so that the person would not get lost. However, being that there were roads set up directly to the Ari Miklat, how does the person who killed B'shogeg protect himself from the Goel Adam trying to kill him on the way, especially if there were signs and special roads leading to the Ari Miklat? How does he protect himself? So the Mishnah continues and says the practice was Moshen Lahem Shnei Tamid Chachamim, and he was escorted by two Tamid Chachamim in order to protect him. Shema Yehargenu Baderech V'Dabur Elav, because maybe the Goel Adam is going to come and want to kill the murderer B'shogeg on his way. So the two Tamid Chachamim were there to speak on behalf and try and convince him that it's not worth it. This person didn't kill intentionally, it was a mistake, it was not intentional, let him go to the Ari Miklat and get his kapara, and you shouldn't have blood on your hands. Reb Meir says, Afu medabra yide atzmo, that not only can the Chachamim speak on his behalf, but he can also speak on his behalf. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk, on his own behalf. Shenemar says in Pasuk, Vizet dvar ha-rotzech, and these are the words of the Rotzech. So you see that the Rotzech is allowed to speak on his behalf. There's a machlokas as to whether Reb Meir is coming to say that not only can the Talmid Chachamim speak on his behalf, but he himself can also speak on his behalf, as we explained it. Or it could be that Meir disagrees and says that only he should speak on his behalf, and the Talmid Chachamim are coming along just to, maybe deter somebody from trying to kill him if he sees the two Talmid Chachamim. The Meiri adds something else which is interesting, and he says that the Talmid Chachamim were not there necessarily to convince the Goel Hadam not to kill the Ratzayach, but they actually were escorting him to the Arei Miklat so that they can tell the people of the Arei Miklat to treat the person who killed Beshogeg decently, and they shouldn't mistreat him simply because he was simply because he has blood on his hands, and explain that since he did it Beshogeg that he should be treated decently. So according to the Meiri, it's interesting that the Talmid Chachamim were not there at all to speak to the Goel Hadam, but rather to the people of the Arei Miklat. With this, we end Mishnah Hay and look forward next time to continue with Mishnah Vav.